All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
4 o'clock, and I want to bring this up. I'm genuine. Right. I'm genuinely interested in this. I want to know what we're missing. We not only work at the station, we're listeners of the station. We are members of this community. And I feel like we're on an island. And what I mean is, as it relates to the Detroit Tigers. Now, you know what we think of this team currently. Now, you know we like Scotty Harris. I think he's a good baseball man. I think it's going to take time. It's one of the most brutal rebuilds in all of sports. But this team stinks. Now, this division stinks too, but if the division stinks and you're a part of it, well, you stink. Last night, great example. I mean, you go out against a guy with a 12 ERA and you can't score in a morgue. And it's like, look, you're not good. But yet, whether it's hearing other hosts on this station, other callers on this station, other people who work at this station, there is this weird thing with this team of, well, you know, I'm happy that they're hanging around. And you're like, wait, you're happy that they're in a division that could be one of the historically bad ones of all time. And you're happy that they are in second place in May. That's where the bar is. So let me give you an example, just so you understand. Division leaders around baseball, games over 500. One of these things is not like the other. Here's how many games over 500 the division leader is in all divisions. 20, 12, 12, 10, 10, 1. Run differential in this division.
I'm sorry, keep going.
Run differential in this division. In total, this division in total, including the Twins, in total, this division is minus 181 runs. You are underwater by 181 runs as a division. It's an embarrassment. And by the way, for the people who go, well, they're not as bad as I thought. Well, how bad did you think they were going to be? You think they were going to win 30 games? You think they're the traveling circus that the A's are? No. They had an over-under of 69, right? That was their over-under.
Right.
Guys, you're underdogs against the Royals tonight. A Royals team that if you listen to other hosts on this station, well, they're about to play some bad teams. Yeah, they lost 2 out of 3 to Washington. And tonight, they could lose 2 out of 3 to the Royals. So I want to know what we're missing. Where is this optimism coming from? Where is this vibe that I listen to all day? Because Rico and I feel like we're on an island. I'm showing Scott Harris grace. I can't be angry. It's his first year on the job. Team's terrible. You heard the stats that Jeff brought up at third base. You've played seven different guys. They're hitting .181 collectively with a .550 OPS. I've talked about how happy I am that Erod's pitching well because I get to trade him. So I just...
You better hurry up with
that. You know it.
Just saying.
But I want to understand what this fun word means. I want to know what fun means. Because if I hear fun, one more other word that starts with an F, time on this station, I'm going to lose my mind. There's nothing fun about being a middling team in a garbage bin division. This isn't fun. Fun is a World Series. Fun is a pennant chase. Fun is looking at your last 30 games of the season and knowing they all mean something. And that when Comerica is sold out again, it's one of the great home field advantages in the sport. That's fun. This is not fun to me.
You want to know why some deem it as fun?
Because they're losers.
No, they're not losers, Mike. It's because this town has done nothing but lose. And you expected them to be god awful. You expected them to be the Oakland A's.
No.
And when you look up and you see them in second place, you disregard the record and you only see them in second place.
Hey, but Rico,
we are one step away from leading the division. Oh my God. We've arrived early.
No, you could be leading a division where every team is under 500. What does that matter?
Mike?
I know you're explaining the people, not you.
Desperate times. Right. Because
I know.
I simply said this a couple weeks ago when it was me and Cookies, that the month of May could produce fake gold.
Right.
Where it looks like you're a lot better. And you know what? You become interesting in June. Water will level itself out, but at least in June, you'll feel good about yourself. And Tigers fans feel good about themselves because they're in second place.
See, that's what I don't get. I want to know why. I want to know why they feel good about themselves.
Because you know you're not going to win a World Series. You know you're not going to win a division. But at least you could say you're not the worst team in the division. You're in second. And if you hit a five-game winning streak, maybe you could challenge for first place and lead a division for a day.
And then have E-Rod walk. Because you didn't trade him because you're stupid.
But this is where we are.
No, I'm not. I think if you alter your level like that in life, you're destined to be a loser.
It's not, Mike, but you look at things and you magnify them. It's why, you know, Lions fans look at last season as if they actually did make the playoffs when they really didn't. But, man, it was so great because you had nothing.
But the difference is the Lions took this major step forward in the sport of football, that when you win three games the prior year and you win nine the next, that's a seismic shift.
Right. So when you won as many games they won last year and now you're not in dead last, you're in second place out of the, you know, what, like two games behind?
Oh, I have three. Who cares?
Right.
It doesn't matter to me.
It leads.
They're awful.
It's false bravado.
Right. But if you're halfway intelligent, you look at this and you see a bad baseball team.
Right. But if you're the other side of intelligence and you got a few cocktails in you, you'll take this.
Okay. So here's the question. What are we missing? Are we missing it? Are we the outlier and we need to actually look at this and go, no. This is great. Look, I said this at the start of the year. I had some angst that they didn't really spend money this offseason because I said to you, I think it is a generational opportunity to steal a division, provided you had gone out and got players. I mean, I told you it's a bad division a month ago. Now it's the proof is in the pudding. I mean, the White Sox are off the rails. The Royals are so much worse than expected. Mm-hmm. And the Guardians are actually terrible. They are. The Guardians, this might be the worst Guardians team in a long time. But none of that means you're any good. Mm-mm. And when I look at this team, look, the things I take positives out of, Torque drawn four walks, Torque starting to hit the ball a little bit. I need more power. Riley Green, hey, he's hitting the baseball. I need power. Mm-hmm. All right? There have been some good things with the bullpen. They're helter-skelter. Some nights great, some nights atrocious. The point is, are the players that are going to be here in 3 years the ones carrying it? That's the only thing that matters. And unfortunately for me, I'm still turning this on and looking at Akil Baddoo and Zach McKinstry.
Right, but I mean, you got people saying maybe they should just try to keep E-Rod here and build around him.
That's why I brought the topic up.
Mike, think of it like this. It's short-term thinking versus long-term thinking.
Okay, so
you're thinking long-term.
Right, so why aren't more people? You just fired your GM.
Because you had nothing, man.
And you know what?
You're starving. You just eat the meal in front of you. You're not looking towards next Friday.
Yeah, but you've just described a street mentality.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're on the dirt roads of Arkansas or the hard as hell streets of the south side of Chicago. If you're just worried about that next move, you're never going to get anywhere. So I don't have to think that way. I want to win a World Series.
No, I'm not saying you do. I don't think the same way, but I think that's what some of these fans are thinking. Sure, I know this isn't worth it, but man, it feels nice to be in second place, Dave. Let's go see the second place Tigers.
Oh, so that's what I want to know. Are we missing it? Or do you look to us as the voices of reason? Look, you could tell us you think we're idiots, but we're entertaining. Also acceptable. But either we're the voice of reason on the Tigers, or we're a negative outlier that is missing what the majority of our audience actually feels. And I can't figure it out. I listen to hosts and callers and everything in between, And I feel like I'm on crazy pills.
See, I can't explain other hosts on here because they should be a little smarter. I think people should look to us to give them the facts and the truth. That's what I think they should do. Fans are doing what fans are supposed to do. It's short for being a fanatic.
Okay.
And they're looking at it like Rico's saying, you know what? Just give me a little fun for a little bit. I'm okay with it. Not too many fans are smart looking at it saying, this isn't real. There's like, nothing here.
Is there an opportunity for it to become real a year from now? It could. Mm-hmm. It could. You'd have the rotation healthy. I will hope and pray Scotty Harris gets to make a few impactful trades. And, yes, not being unfair, I will hope he will be allowed to spend some coin. Now, year from now, if you're 7 games over .500 right now and you look like a division winner and this division's bad, I'm not going to care the division's bad.
Right.
But you got to play at a level that is suggestive that you're anything more than cannon fodder in October.
Well, I'll even take, you know what? All of a sudden, the Central is red hot division, and you're in second place. But
it has more value.
Like, okay, you got something here, but right now it is simply, man, we haven't had a winner in this town in the longest, let alone for the Tigers. So you just take what you get, and you're happy, and you don't complain. And I think that's where some, not all, but some Tiger fans are at where.
Well, it's also our coworkers.
Season should be over right now, and you're just trying to find the positive.
Look, if you want me to jump on board and go, all right, screw it. Let's have some fun. I mean, talk to me on August 15th. You got 6-7 weeks left in the season. You can start counting the games, the opponents, what needs to happen. Rico, it's May. I just think it's laughable.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's like every year we go through this. Well, if you take their record out against the AL East, there, ..
That's not how baseball works.
2 years ago or 3 years ago, it was, well, if you take April out, our record is .. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. You are what you are.
Take away the games against Cleveland and we are,
right. I mean, it's just, look, I'm showing patience, but I don't have to lose my mind here. I don't see them competing in this division. I don't see them in August and September winning. They are bad. There's nothing else to say. But if people want to talk about this team, it's our job to talk about them. So that's where I said, F it. Let's just bring it up, man. Are we missing it? Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's that simple. Are we the voice of reason? Or are we just an outlier where it's like, no, we need to get on board and have, wait for it, fun.
And just, you know, tell us what we're missing here. No judgment here. Just tell us what we're missing because maybe we're just not seeing it as a show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.